Hi, and welcome to the Bravely You podcast, the podcast designed to empower you to unapologetically harness your uniqueness and to fully embody the essence of the courageous, multifaceted, confident woman. The woman who is in control of her own reality, who takes up all the space she undeniably deserves, and who is not afraid to rewrite her own story. I'm your host, Valentina Marzola, a multi-passionate, certified transformational empowerment coach, mindset mentor, model, speaker, health and wellness enthusiast, clean cooking fanatic, multilingual globetrotter, passionate nature lover, and a woman on a mission to help millions of women to find their courage, their connection, and their confidence to live a powerful and abundant life. Sounds like a lot? Well, I do not have to fit into simply one box. I want to inspire you to fully and wholeheartedly believe in the infinite potential that lies within you. Your power lies in your uniqueness, in all the complementary dimensions that make you who you are. This is your time to elevate, to upgrade, to step into your light, and to finally be bravely you. This is a safe space for you to tune in to fun, authentic, intuitively led conversations, a raw and honest diary of my journey, and science-backed facts and tools on all things female empowerment, positive psychology, mindset, confidence, healing, spirituality, manifestation, and so much more. I appreciate you, I see you, I'm with you, and I cannot thank you enough for being here with me. And with that being said, let's begin. Hello, hello. I am back with a short episode, a nugget of wisdom that I think is going to be very useful for the ones who have a tendency to focus on lack, the tendency to focus on all the things they cannot do and all of the things that they're missing out on, or the things that they miss, like the qualities that they don't have. So I think this is going to be useful for you if you have a tendency to do that. So I'll give you a little bit of background information here. So when I was 15 and 16, I was selected to go on an expedition in India with the world-known and famous explorer Mike Horn. Now, please go ahead, open your Googles if you're on your computer. Google Mike Horn. He's an incredible man. He's taught me so, so much, and I'm very, very blessed that I was able to learn a lot that I bring into my life today firsthand from him. He's a world-known explorer, an extreme athlete who has done loads of exploration expeditions around the world. Go ahead and check all of his different expeditions. They've been amazing. But one of the really incredible ones he's done, an environmental project, a four-year expedition. He's brought young people with him, and that's the one I participated in. And I'm very excited to share this. I could speak about it for hours, as it was one of the best experiences of my life. Therefore, I think it's definitely worth it to make a whole episode on this. If you do want to know, let me know. Again, my episodes are always... They're reflected upon your feedback. So, you know, a lot of the things I talk about also comes from you and what you've told me and what you've decided to vote on the polls and all of that stuff. So do come back to me, give me the feedback, let me know how things are going and what you'd like to hear, and I'd love to share. But anyway, I'm just gonna speak about this really briefly, and then we can go into depth in an episode. Basically, he did a four-year expedition, and he decided that at every single stop, he would bring eight young explorers from all over the world to join him and have some environmental projects there, and also show them the beauty of our untouched nature. So there have been very different beautiful places that they that he has stopped in with explorers, where he started projects with a whole team. And I had the honor to participate in the expedition. So with the age of 15, I was selected for the selection camp. And then in the selection camp, from 16 people that they had selected from thousands, eight were selected to then go on the second step, which is then the expedition. And so I learned a lot from Mike Horn, because I was selected to go on the expedition after the selection camp. And I can talk about this in detail, all the things I've learned there. Again, I've done all sorts of tests, and we've learned so much about the environment, about ourselves, about our body. I've really learned mind over matter there when I was doing all these different tests and all these different explorations that we did. However, what I wanted to share today is something that I really remember really well when I was sitting in a car with Mike Horn and his team and a couple of the young explorers. I remember someone asking him, what advice would you give to someone who is facing a challenge? What is allowing you to do what you do? Like when you're facing a life or death situation, because if you research Mike Horn, you'll see that he's been in situations that were really life or death situations. He's been exploring the world and has been on expeditions that, you know, some of us can't even imagine. So the things he's done and he has seen are incredible. And also he's faced a lot of danger and he's been in situations that were life or death situations. And so, you know, how do you climb Mount Everest? How do you circumnavigate the entire, you know, planet on the equator without any motor? How do you do all of this? How do you, without any form of transport, motor transport? So they were asking him, how do you do it? Like, what is it that enables you to do such incredible, extreme endeavors in your life? And he said, and I was listening very carefully, he said, I focus on all the things I can do instead of focusing on all the things I cannot do. So I'll repeat that again. I focus on all the things I actually can do instead of all the things I cannot do. And I remember when I was sitting in that van, we were driving somewhere, I remember it was in Switzerland, I was thinking, well, that doesn't make any sense. To be like him, and I was like 15 at the time, so to be like him, I probably would need to learn so many more skills. I probably need to know more. You cannot be doing what he does and not know enough. Of course you need to learn more and know more and not, you know, and not just rely on what you already know. So I was like, it didn't really click for me. I knew there was so much wisdom in this and so much power in what he said. But I was thinking, how? Like, we need to learn more. We need to know more. Like, to do the things you do, it's impossible not to keep on, you know, needing more knowledge and skills and be more and more and more. And I was thinking, I wouldn't be able to do what he does right now by focusing on the things I know how to do. And it all clicked years later when I understood, and especially in my journey as an entrepreneur, it all made so much sense. I realized that in life, when we start focusing on all the things we don't have, it doesn't bring us forward. We think that it's bringing us forward. We think that actually, yeah, if I focus on all the things I don't have, it's going to push me to learn more, to grow, to learn new skills and become a better version of me. But it's not happening. When you focus on all the things you don't have, you tap into scarcity, you tap into lack. And that's going to profoundly hit your self-esteem. It's not going to build you up. It's not going to make you grow. It's not going to make you expand. It's actually going to keep you small. It's going to keep you in a situation where you're going to keep on doubting yourself. You're not going to trust yourself. And in his situations, a life or death situation, do you think he's, you know, climbing on a mountain or on a rock, you know, and in a very, very dangerous situation, maybe a life or death situation, do you think he thinks, oh, I wish I'd learned how to, you know, climb this better or have this skill more. I should know this to survive in this situation right now. No, he uses what he's got. He focuses on all the things he's got. Maybe his quality is strength. He uses a strength. Maybe it's his extreme resilience and his winner mentality and his grit. The things he actually has, he uses them, he leverages them for his survival, for his growth. And in those moments, can you see how like those are the things that fuel a person when they are in the middle of a very difficult situation, a situation where it's a life or death situation, a situation where you need to put all of your energy into this, or you might risk it big time, big time. And so what he has done is when he said it, it made sense to me now. It didn't make sense to me at the time because I was still very much in the needy energy of needing to learn more, wanting to learn more. That's fine. But I was still in a mindset of like, how is this even possible? Like when you are at this level, you need to acquire so much more. And I would like to say this to people who, you know, might feel like, oh, I can never start my own business because I don't have this or this quality, or I can only start my business once I know about taxes, marketing, sales, and all that kind of stuff. Or, you know, I can only apply to this job once I've learned that language, or once I've done that course, once I've taken that diploma. I can only apply to work in this country when I've got enough experience, and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's irrelevant. And here I want to say something that is very important. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn. This doesn't mean you shouldn't acquire new skills. There's a very big difference between acquiring new skills, so being confident in what you do, what you've got, who you are, and wanting to learn new skills to expand, to grow, to become an even better version of you. And it's another thing when we talk about you focusing on all the things you don't have, and therefore trying constantly to find excuses to why you cannot do things because you lack certain qualities. See, it's very, very different. In a very difficult situation, a situation like we're in a survival situation, but also in a situation where you need to take a big decision, or a situation where you need to step out of your comfort zone, it is absolutely essential and crucial to trust your qualities and see what you're strong at and see what you're good at and focus on what you've got, rather than focusing on all that you don't have, because it's not going to propel you forward. It's going to bring you into insecurity, scarcity, lack, fear, doubt. It's not going to bring you into trust, confidence, expansion, growth, empowerment, feeling like you have, you know, you've got everything that you need to tackle this. So again, it's this focusing on the wrong things. You know, where energy goes, energy flows, right? Where focus goes, energy flows as well. If you focus on all the things you don't have, guess what? You're most likely not going to perform at your best, because you're telling your brain, your mind, your body, your entire system, I'm not good enough. That's what you're saying. That's the message you're putting out there. You're not saying, you know what? I got this. I trust myself. I'm really good at this and this and this and this. I might not have these skills, but I've got these skills, and I'll make it work, and I'll try my best, and I'll learn from it. And if I'll need to acquire new skills to become a better version of me, I'll happily do it, but not from a place of, I'm a nobody. I lack all of these things, therefore I need these skills. Because in the moments of truth, in the moments of difficulty, in the moments, those really key moments of your life, when you need to step it up a notch, when you need to really show up as your most confident self, in his case, when you need to survive, you need to rely on what you have. There is no time to think of all the things that you don't have. In his case, there's survival. In our case, there's a lot of time. We're sitting behind a computer screen about to make our application, and we've got loads of time to think about all the qualities we don't have and why they're not going to hire us, or why they're not going to, you know, accept our application, or why we're not going to get that client, or why we're not going to be able to get that pay rise, whatever it may be. We've got enough time to think about it because we're not in a survival situation. But again, it's a pivotal moment in your life. It's a moment where you step out of your comfort zone. It's a moment that can have, you know, definite impact on the rest of your life. And therefore, even though it's not a direct threat, it's not a survival situation like he has, we can learn so much from that, because you don't have to be in a survival, life or death situation to think that way. This is the winner mindset, the winner mentality, is focusing on what you already got, is this feeling of enoughness. It's this understanding that there is enough in you already, that you're exactly where you need to be, that you have exactly all the qualities you need right now to give it a shot and to be the best version of you that you can be. And if things don't work out, you'll learn from it. But it doesn't destroy you. It doesn't mean anything about you and all the qualities you don't have, because you know what? Yep, I could learn these qualities. I could learn. I can know more. But I already do know that I have qualities that I'm very good at. And yes, I can learn more skills, but I'm good at this. And that's what's going to push me, propel me to step out of my comfort zone and do a good job. That's what's going to put me in the right mindset to be able to confront any sort of decision, any sort of situation that's in front of me. Trusting in your capabilities. When you think about what you lack, you're not trusting, you're doubting. Okay, so I just wanted to share this because it has been a big, big life lesson for me, a lesson that I've learned from a man that I truly admire,
with whom I've learned loads of new skills, where that taught me to get to know myself better. And it has been really a life-changing experience for me, an experience I will never forget that has definitely shaped me to the woman I am today. And I wanted to share this because I wanted to bring this to you and bring you some food for thought. This is just a little food for thought for you next time you're in a pivotal decision, a difficult decision, and you're finding yourself in this negativity loop of scarcity, of lack, of all the things you don't have. Remember, what makes the winner is the fact that the winner understands what he's made of and trusts himself and keeps on moving forward. If you bash yourself, you criticize yourself, and you talk down to yourself, you doubt yourself, you're not having that winner mentality. You're most probably going to let any sort of loss, any sort of, you know, I'm just doing the air quotes here, failure, because you know I don't believe in failure, but any sort of disappointment means something about you and bring you down and not get you to grow and expand, but rather to shrink and doubt yourself even further. That's what makes a winner. It's learning, it's growing, it is seeing the potential in you and keeping on persevering even when things are difficult, even when things feel like they're breaking down and like there's no way out. There is, when you focus on what you've got right now. There's always abundance. Abundance is everywhere, and you can tap into that. And I'll always repeat, this doesn't mean we bypass all of the things. This doesn't mean we're constantly positive and like need to bypass and like brush off everything that goes on in our life. This means focusing on what you've got instead of all the things you don't have, and then build yourself up from there, build your way up from there. And having this mindset, creating this mindset that enables you to trust yourself and trust your capabilities without meaning to never learn new skills again, but learning them to become better and to grow and to expand. And because we want to, you know, expand our knowledge, we want to expand our skills, beautiful. But not coming from a place of, I need all of this. Because I don't have all of this, I cannot do this and I won't be good at this and I won't even try this. So making it work with what we've got now, and not only making it work, but leveraging what you've got now, leveraging who you are today. Because trust me, you can achieve so much with who you are today that you can't even imagine. A lot of times it's not about us needing more skills, it's just about us trusting. It's about trusting who we are and taking the leap, taking a leap of faith and being like, I'm going to trust myself that this is going to work. And you know what? I will make it work. Like, you can achieve incredible things exactly the way you are without needing X, Y, and Z on top of all of that. So yeah, some food for thought for you. Excited to see you in my next episode. I mean, not seeing you, but excited for you all to tune in my next episode. And I'm sending you all lots and lots of love.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bravely You. I'm so grateful to be able to share this space with you, and I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you got enough tools, inspiration, and motivation. So now, get out there, keep your head held high, and be the bravest and the most unique version of yourself. If you loved today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd be able to leave me a review and rate my podcast and hopefully share this with your friends and family or anyone who might benefit from hearing this. This way, I can create even more goodness and reach out to many more women who need inspiration and empowerment to be bravely themselves. And if you can't get enough of the inspiration, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Valentina_Marzola and reach out to me to share your experience and your thoughts on today's episode. To know more about how I can best support you and work with me as a coach, check out my website valentinamarzola.com or simply send me a message. I cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.